Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Chad Young.
Hello and welcome to the First Pitch Podcast. As the man said, my name is Chad Young. Make sure to find me on Twitter at Chad Young. Would love to hear from you, hear what you think of the show. And we're going to get right into it. Pretty light day for transactions on Sunday. The Rays activated Josh Fleming from the IL, but then immediately optioned him to the minors. JT Brubaker placed on the paternity list for the Pirates and lined up to return in time to start Saturday against the Jays. The A's recalled Adrian Martinez and center field prospect Christian Pache. Pache, a key piece of that Matt Olson deal from the offseason. Martinez got the start versus the Yankees and pitched pretty well, going 5 1/3, allowing just one run on three hits. Two walks with six strikeouts against a very tough team. Good enough to get the headline in Nick Pollock's SP Roundup. Make sure you check that out. You'll see that Nick is intrigued. Not exactly telling you to rush out and add Martinez at all costs, though. Pache, meanwhile, came on to play defense, got one plate appearance, and was 0-for-1. Jesus Aguiar cleared waivers and was released by Miami. I expect someone else will give him a shot. The Rockies got Alex Colome back from the 15-day IL. He'll again be a factor in that bullpen, though he wasn't on Sunday, as Carlos Estevez got the hold and Daniel Bard wrapped up his 27th save. Evan Longoria left the Giants game in the fifth Sunday. He was 1-for-3 with a double at the time, but felt something in his hammy coming around to score. Given his history, you should be worried about some missed time. JD Davis would be the big beneficiary if Longoria is out for a bit, but as good as Longoria has been lately, hopefully he'll be back soon. Justin Verlander also left early. He lasted just 3 innings against Baltimore. Felt something in his calf. Verlander was cruising, striking out 6 and walking 1 with 3 hits allowed, but no runs. He continues to put up just a Cy Young caliber season. Dusty Baker said after the game that Verlander would be getting some imaging done today, so keep an eye out for updates. With the Cubs headed to Toronto, Justin Steele and Adrian Sampson are headed to the restricted list. The Cubs will have Javier Assad, Marcus Stroman, and Luke Farrell on the bump in Canada. Steele is lined up to return Friday to start against St. Louis. Sampson will also pitch against the Cards. He'll do that on Sunday. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said the team will go to a 6-man rotation once Clayton Kershaw returns. They'll stick with that rotation for at least a couple weeks. That allows them to keep 6 starters stretched out and ready to go if needed. Kershaw appears ready to start Thursday at the Mets. The full rotation with him in there will include Julio Urias. He pitched decently Sunday, giving up a run on 1 hit, but walking 4-for-6 with 6 strikeouts. Tony Gonsolin, who's going to pitch tonight, will also be in that rotation along with Andrew Haney, Tyler Anderson, Dustin May, and of course, Kershaw. The big news from Sunday, though, is a transaction that has not happened yet. The Diamondbacks planning to call up Corbin Carroll sometime today. Expect he'll be in the lineup against Ranger Suarez and the Phillies tonight. One of the absolute top prospects in the game, Carroll offers the kind of average power-speed combo that fantasy managers drool over. After losing the 2020 season to the pandemic and getting just 29 plate appearances last year due to a shoulder injury, Carroll has obliterated double and triple A this year, and he's very much ready. The interesting question here is who loses time. Carroll should be in the outfield daily, but Alec Thomas is an almost as good prospect. Dalton Varsho has been very good and leading off at times. Jake McCarthy's been great lately. Jordan Luplow needs to be in versus left-handers. Stone Garrett has been impressive so far this year. First base is taken up by Christian Walker, so you can't just put someone there. Cooper Hummel and Carson Kelly have been catching, so while Dalton Varsho could take time there, there's not really a lot of room. Basically, someone's going to lose out. Worth watching if you've been counting on any of those Diamondbacks, because they're all probably going to lose at least a little time. As for the on-the-field action Sunday, Isaac Paredes showed us back in June that he can get hot. He hit 3 home runs in a game and put up 8 over a 10-game stretch. Well, coming into Sunday, he had 2 in his last 5 games, and he added 2 more. 2-for-2, he also walked 3 times, scored 3, drove in 3. Very impressive and well worth buying in on. At least as long as his hot streak continues. He will still be streaky this year, I think, but there is a bright future there. Franchi Cordero didn't have a multi-home run game like Paredes, but he's just as hot, hitting his fourth home run in six games since being recalled on August 21st. He was 1-for-2 on the day before being replaced by Bobby Dalbec, now 5-for-13 since rejoining the team. He does have 6 Ks and 15 plate appearances over that stretch, so don't get too excited. This is what we've known about him. Big power, big hole in the swing. I'd like to see him fix the latter before buying in on the former. Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout combined to go 5-for-9 with a walk. They hit a home run each, number 28 for both of them. They drove in 4, scored 2. Trout added a double, but Ohtani was on base more. How the Angels can't find a way to do something better with those two, I just can't imagine. The Royals and Padres combined for 22 runs Sunday, so plenty of offense to be had. But there were 4 players with 3 or more hits. Manny Machado had a couple home runs and a double, going 4-for-5 with 3 runs and 4 RBIs. He continued to have a great season. Michael Taylor, 3-for-6 with a home run, a run, and 4 RBI. Salvador Perez, 3-for-5 with a home run, 2 runs, 2 RBI. And Hunter Dozier, 4-for-6 with 3 runs, thanks in part to 2 stolen bases, just his 3rd and 4th on the year. Machado and Perez are studs. The other two, both interesting options for deep leagues or if you need help desperately. But don't count on many home runs from Taylor or stolen bases from Dozier, no matter what you saw on Sunday. Jake Cave with the combo meal for the Twins. 2-for-4 with a run and 4 RBI to go with his 2nd home run and 1st stolen base. Cave isn't playing a ton right now, and he hasn't really produced since 2019, so I don't think there's much to see here other than a fun Sunday afternoon. Nico Hoerner, 3-for-5 with a run and 3 RBIs, including a 2-run shot, his 8th of the year. He's been sneakily very good this year, continues to get it done for the Cubs, and he'll be a key part of their future. Corey Seager, 2-for-4 with a walk. Both of his hits were home runs. He drove in 3 and scored 3. He and Marcus Semien, along with Nate Lowe, looking more and more like the foundation the Rangers wanted. That team is still 11 games under 500. For fantasy, though, that record doesn't really matter. Other home runs around baseball, Mookie Betts hit his 31st, Trace Thompson his 7th, Brian Anderson his 6th, Stuart Fairchild hit his 3rd, Ildemaro Vargas got his 4th, JD Martinez at number 10, Tommy Pham got his 15th, George Springer hit his 19th, Luis Rengifo swatted his 10th, Kurt Suzuki his 4th. Alex Bregman got to 20, Juan Soto hit his 24th, Stone Garrett got the 1st of his career, Sergio Alcantara got his 4th, Franmil Reyes hit number 12, Christian Yelich got his 11th as part of a 3-hit day, Colton Wong hit his 10th, Nate Lowe hit his 22nd, Cole Calhoun his 12th, Jaimer Candelario got his 12th as well, Dylan Moore hit his 6th, Ty France broke out of a slump with his 15th, Lars Nootbaar got his 9th, Tommy Edman number 10, Tyler O'Neill came out as a pinch hitter in Match Edmund with his 10th, and Dansby Swanson hit his 17th. As for stolen bases, Trey Turner swiped his 21st. Josh Palacio got his 1st, coming out as a pinch runner for the Nats. Magnaria Sierra also got a pinch run stolen base, his 5th in the year. Manuel Margot nabbed his 6th. Sam Hilliard stole his 5th. Cedric Mullins got his 28th. Adley Rutschman swiped his 3rd. Bubba Thompson stole his 8th. Vimael Machin took his 1st. He also got caught for the 1st time, and Austin Hedges stole his 2nd. Moving to the mound, how about Germán Márquez? I really like to see what he would do if he didn't have to pitch in Coors so often. Sunday, he went 7 innings of 1-hit shutout ball against the Mets, striking out 5 and walking 2. I just can't get excited knowing half his starts are at Coors, and that it really impacts his consistency on the road as well. Last week, I sort of glossed over a solid Patrick Corbin start against San Diego because, I mean, he's been terrible this year. But he was solid again Sunday, this time against the Reds. 6 innings, striking out 5, walking just 1, and giving up 2 runs, just one of them earned, on 4 hits. That got him a quality start and a win, and you know what? I'm still glossing over this. He has the Mets next, and if he does well there, well then, let's talk. Nick Lodolo took the loss opposite Corbin, but went 7, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits, striking out 5, and walking 1. He's still figuring out how to pitch in MLB, but this was a solid start, and he has another nice matchup next, so expect more good performances. Max Scherzer, great as always, 11 strikeouts and 1 walk over 7, allowed a run on 4 hits. He had 18 whiffs and a 34% CSW, but he lost 1-0. This feels a bit reminiscent of Jacob deGrom's history with the Mets, doesn't it? Okay, I'll admit it, I bailed on Austin Voth ahead of this matchup with the Astros, and well, I guess I'm at best semi-vindicated. 1 run on 1 hit over 6 is good, it's even great. 4 strikeouts and 3 walks over 6 is not as exciting. Still, that's a tough matchup, and it's enough to make him a clear start next time out versus Oakland. Robbie Ray, stellar, going 7 shutout, 3 hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts. He had 14 whiffs. Very nice start for him against Cleveland. He will get them again next weekend. Corey Kluber with a win and a quality start, but the win was as much thanks to Nick Pivetta's poor pitching as Kluber's good pitching. Kluber gave up 3 runs and 8 hits over 6, struck out only 4, and he gave up 3 home runs. Giving up 8 hits, including 3 home runs over 6 innings and escaping with 3 earned runs, that is some kind of Houdini act. Pivetta, meanwhile, was really bad. That is the risk you take when you buy in on his good stretches. Ronzi Contreras, very strong, posting a 36% CSW, 17 whiffs and 89 pitches Sunday. Finished with 5 shutout innings, giving up 3 hits and 2 walks, striking out 7. The Jays are next, and I'm staying away from that, but long term, I want this guy, and I want him badly. Not a great end to the weekend for Edward Cabrera, who went head-to-head with the Dodgers and got hit hard. 6 runs on 5 hits, 3 walks, struck out 5 over 5 and 2/3. Future is still bright, but a reminder Sunday that his command still has some questions to answer, and that young pitchers aren't always perfect. You can forgive him this one and wait for better matchups. Ross Stripling took the loss, giving up 3 earned runs on 7 hits over 6, but he struck out 6 without a walk, had a 31% CSW and 11 whiffs. I'm still all in on this version of Stripling, and he has Pittsburgh next. Sean Manaea was bad again, giving up 6 earned runs on 10 hits over 4 to the Royals, and seriously, it is time to move on. Dylan Cease with another 8-inning gem. 2 solo shots were the only hits and runs he allowed. He even restricted the walks, giving up just 1 while striking out 9. Second home run, though, cost him a shot at the win. Drew Hutchison has been better lately, went 5 1/3 Sunday, giving up just 2 runs and 4 hits, but he only struck out 3, he walked 2, he's avoiding earned runs, but he isn't really pitching that well. Getting his first start of the year, Clark Schmidt leaned on his slider for the Yankees, and it helped, but he had nothing else, and the results were 4 runs on 8 hits, with a walk, 7 strikeouts over 4 1/3. That strong slider is what got the 7 strikeouts. It was everything else that led to the 4 runs and 8 hits. You can see what could be, but it's not there yet, and I'm still holding off. Jake Odorizzi was cruising until the 6th, and then a home run and 3 straight singles got him pulled. He finished with 5 2/3 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits and a walk, plus 4 strikeouts. He gets Miami next, and that's not a bad play at all. Adam Wainwright was Adam Wainwright as he went 6 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 8 hits, 4 strikeouts, no walks. Whiffs and CSW aren't great, but Waino just does this over and over. In the bullpens, Kyle Finnegan got his 8th save for the Nats. Rafael Montero got his 9th for the Astros. This is his 2nd since Ryan Presley went on the IL. He gave up a run and 3 hits, but did strike out 2. I would grab him if he still can, but plan to cut him in 10 days or so when Presley is back. Padres down 9-6 and tried to give a low-leverage opportunity against a bad Royals team to Josh Hader. It went totally sideways. Again, he got just 1 measly out, giving up 5 hits, walking 2 on his way to 6 earned runs. No idea what to tell you. He's just lost right now, and there's no way you can have him in your lineup. Jorge Lopez was up 5, so no save, but had an easy inning to close it out against the Giants, 1-2-3 with a K. Nice to see for a guy who has given up at least 2 base runners in 4 of his last 5 outings and 5 of his 9 since coming to Minnesota. Kendall Graveman gave up a run on a hit and 2 walks to take the loss in the 9th for the White Sox. They were swept by the Diamondbacks. The D-backs' late heroics provided a win to Noé Ramírez and a 9th save to Ian Kennedy. Devin Williams locked down his 9th save as well, going 1-2-3 with a strikeout. Definitely his job. Joe Jimenez came on for 2/3 of an inning after Gregory Soto nearly blew the game in the 9th, giving up 3 runs on 3 hits and a walk. Jimenez ended up with his 2nd save. My guess is this does not lead to a change, but Jimenez is knocking on the door if anyone cares to answer. AJ Puck saved his 4th with a couple Ks. Puck looks to be a good saves target, but he's on a bad team and a team that has given their last 4 saves to 3 different pitchers, and that dates all the way back to August 3rd. Blown saves for a couple of elite relievers in St. Louis Sunday. Ryan Helsley came out in the 7th and allowed the go-ahead run to score on the O'Neill home run. He would finish giving up 1 run on 1 hit and 3 Ks in an inning and a 3rd, but then AJ Minter gave up 4 runs, although 3 of them were unearned, on 2 hits and a walk. That was his 4th blown save, put the game back in the hands of Giovanni Gallegos, who finally closed it down for the Cards, earning his 13th save. With that, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back to talk about Monday.
Hey, Alex Fast here, and thanks for listening to this podcast on the Pitcher List Podcast Network. If you're a fan, consider supporting all of us by getting a PL Plus subscription, where you're going to get an ad-free website and get access to our Discord, where you can talk to all of our podcast hosts and staff. Plus, you can hang out with our incredible Pitcher List community. It's basically a baseball sanctuary year-round for as low as $8 a month. You can sign up at pitcherlist.com/plus, and you're going to get your first month free with promo code podcast. Also, don't forget to check out everything else we do as well, from YouTube videos, live streams, newsletters, off-season articles, TikToks, breakdowns, over 15 baseball podcasts on our network. We can't stop talking about baseball, even during the off-season. So sign up for PL Plus today at pitcherlist.com/plus and use promo code podcast to get your first month free. All right, thanks for listening. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back. Let's take a quick look at the weather with our friend Mark Paquette.
Thank you very much. Looking at today's small schedule, we're going to have one game with some showers around. It doesn't look like a huge deal, not a soaking rain, not an all-night rain, nothing like that. And that's in Cincinnati, where the Reds are going to host the Cardinals. So that's the game to watch. Delay certainly possible. I wouldn't expect a postponement, but something to watch. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mark. If you're looking for streamers on Monday, there are limited choices here. Maybe Ranger Suarez is available. I might gamble on Brian Baio providing another solid start. But most of the day are either bad matchups or pitchers you were starting anyway. The other end of the spectrum, I don't know a ton about Javier Assad, but I don't like the idea of him facing the Jays in Toronto. I will be making sure all of my Jays are in the lineup. And if you're looking for something to watch today, man, you have a lot of choices. Rodon is pitching, Burns is pitching, Montas, Lopez versus Gonsolin. Take your pick. Lots of good choices. Before you watch any of that, make sure you visit Pitcher List. A lot of great content there, including the SP Roundup, Batter's Box, and Reliever Ranks. Tell you everything that happened in baseball yesterday, everything you should be looking for today. With that, hope you have a good week, and I'll be back with you on the weekend.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes.
Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList.
And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.